This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today, it turns out, is one of those days where the economic news is not all that it seems to be. You've heard by now, I'm sure, that the American economy grew at an annualized rate of 6.5% in the second quarter. That's April through June. And that's good. It's great, even, but not the 8-something percent everybody had been guessing. Below expectations, though it may have been, today's reading does mean the economy's caught up to where it was before the pandemic started. Except, you know, technically, we're still behind. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains.
In the first half of 2020, the economy lost $1.9 trillion. 11.3% of economic output disappeared into thin air. And at one point, we were down 22 million jobs. Constance Hunter is chief economist at KPMG.
This is the largest decline in GDP the U.S. has experienced since World War II.
Just as dramatically, we've managed to reverse that decline. According to today's data, it was sometime this spring that we got back to where we were, in terms of GDP, before all the lockdowns. But that's not the same thing as getting to where we would be now if COVID had never happened and the economy had kept growing.
People still graduated from high school, they graduated from university, they were ready to hit the workforce, and they were hampered from being able to do so because of the pandemic.
So when do we get to the point at which it is like the pandemic never happened?
That's going to take a bit longer, and it would probably happen around the second half of 2022.
Paul Ashworth is chief U.S. economist at Capital Economics, and his estimate is conservative. Some economists think we could be completely back as if nothing happened by the end of this year.
It's possible. It all depends on what happens in the second half of the year in terms of economic growth.
But the U.S. lost more than just economic output that it has to regain. It also lost jobs. Lindsay Piegza's chief economist at investment bank Stifel.
Jobs might take longer. We're about 70% recapturing the jobs lost since the onset of the recession.
When it comes to how the Delta variant will affect the progress we've made, economists say they aren't totally sure. Piegza says there are some people out in the economy for whom the Delta variant changes things.
That's going to impact their decisions on how they behave, everything from eating out to going back into the office.
But she says there are millions of people, vaccinated and not, for whom Delta changes nothing and who will continue about their economic lives. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.